kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance with the sound of Smiley and the Underclass, who were live at Whitwell Festival of Music at the beginning of the month with Babylon is Spiralling Out of Control, a track which seems to fit the current political situation on so many levels, not least of which the situation in parliamentary politics, which I'll be coming on to after this next track from the Commoners Choir. Boris Johnson.
Somebody has to call a halt to the gathering pretense that if only you're sufficiently comical in politics, you can laugh everything off. A careless disregard for the truth is not funny. Creeping ambition in a jester's cap is not funny. Vacuity posing as merriment, these things are not funny.
People often ask us what it is that makes us tick. People often ask us what it is that makes us tick. People often ask us what it is that makes us tick. It's Boris Johnson's head upon a stick, stick, stick. Comes in handy when you're mopping. Comes in handy when you're mopping. Comes in handy when you're mopping. It's Boris Johnson's head upon a stick, stick, stick. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick.
Yeah, the Commoners Choir there with Boris Johnson. Well, it's certainly been one hell of an interesting week in politics.
In a shattering blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the Supreme Court decided on Tuesday that his suspension of Parliament was unlawful, void, and of no effect. The extraordinary judgment was the worst possible result for the government.
And Parliament duly reassembled on Wednesday, with the Tories still in utter disarray. Nevertheless, despite calls for him to resign, Johnson seems adamant that he's going to stay as Prime Minister and push through Brexit. Now, Johnson has got to go. I mean, whether or not he's lied to Liz Windsor, there's still plenty that we know for a fact he's done, like his racism, especially against Muslim women. I mean, letterboxers and bank robbers indeed. Like his climate change denial and his support for fracking. I mean, this week's Socialist Worker also details his friendship with a US entrepreneur who was granted £126,000 worth of public money. Well, no corruption there then. And we don't just want to get rid of Johnson.
There needs to be an election now, and Labour MPs need to vote for it as soon as Parliament reassembles, calling it should not depend on the timetable of Brexit, but on the overriding need to get the Tories out.
And not just because of the Brexit fiasco neither, but also to end their austerity and cuts, their benefit cuts and sanctions, like universal credit and the work capability assessment, their racism towards EU migrants and refugees, their hostile environment for immigrants that's already fucked over the Windrush generation of migrants who've been here for decades, are often born here and know absolutely nothing about their so-called home countries. Their privatisation agenda has got to go. This week's Socialist Worker describes how the NHS crisis, which was caused by cuts and privatisation, has led to the deaths of vulnerable people, most recently 3 pensioners in East Sussex. And not only has privatisation caused increased prices to customers, especially rail passengers, job losses and attacks on workers' pay and conditions, but it's often ended up costing the taxpayer more in the long run, notably with PFI schemes for building hospitals, schools, etc. And the cost of bailing out private companies when they fail, or otherwise dealing with the fallout of their collapse, as seen when Carillion collapsed, has also been one hell of a drain on the public finances. The most recent case of a private company collapsing, which used to be in public ownership, is Thomas Cook, the holiday company which recently collapsed. It was publicly owned from 1948 through to 1972 and should be renationalised now and run as a public service. So, what can we do about all of the shit that the Tories have done? Well, to get rid of all this shit,
Labour should put forward a Brexit that favours working class people, to highlight the issues of austerity, racism, and climate change. Where the Tories are so weak, Labour can win if it runs an insurgent campaign based on radical policies.
Okay, Labour maybe made a mistake by not voting for a general election, and they've made some concessions to their right wing over Brexit. But a Corbyn-led Labour government would still be infinitely preferable to the Tories, whether the Tories are under Johnson or whatever Tory they've got in charge. Why is that? Well, at a recent Labour conference, Labour members, delegates, nearly unanimously passed a significant motion on Palestine solidarity, including the right to return of Palestinians who were displaced during the Nakba, or ethnic cleansing which accompanied the birth of the Israeli state. They voted for a plan to effectively abolish private schools, and as a result, Labour's next manifesto will commit to integrate all private schools into the state sector, removing the privilege and inequality that comes with such blatant two-tier education based on wealth. They voted to back a four-day working week, and Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell has pledged to reduce the working week to 32 hours a week, with no loss in pay. And, last but certainly not least, they voted to scrap the hated universal credit that has pushed so many unemployed and disabled people and the working poor into dire poverty, needing to use food banks, even homelessness. So, whatever happens in Parliament, we need to keep up the pressure to get rid of this rotten Tory government and replace it with something rather better. To do this, we need to keep up the pressure from below, as we're seeing with the various strikes over low pay and against outsourcing, with the massive climate strike and protests last Monday, and with the many protests there have already been against Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament. Now tomorrow, that's Sunday, there's the Rage Against the Tories Kick Johnson Out protest outside the Tory party conference in Manchester, assembling at 12 noon at Oxford Road in Manchester. There will be a coach there from Chesterfield Town Hall leaving at 10:30 a.m, so be on it. And now going back to the music, here's the sound of Captain's Car. Fuck Boris Johnson.
Lying and dishonest, this racist idiotic, things are getting toxic.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
Don't believe the promise, Donald's little hobbit, democracy abolished.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
You lie to deliver a vote, division's what you promote. Racist words that you spoke, watermelon smiles and I quote. Your ego sure likes to gloat, disrespecting the Muslim folk. Picking in his letterbox slurs, my culture is not a joke. Let me clear your throat, why are immigrants a scapegoat? Why is politics so cutthroat? Don't give a damn how poor people cope. You did not get the people's vote. Tug of war on the Brexit rope. Lost souls hang on the brinks of hope. F-E-A-R, no antidote.
Lying and dishonest, this racist idiotic, things are getting toxic.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
Don't believe the promise, Donald's little hobbit, democracy abolished.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
When I say fuck, you say Boris. Fuck
Boris.
Fuck
Boris.
When I say fuck, you say Boris. Fuck
Boris.
Fuck
Boris.
When I say fuck, you say Boris. Fuck
Boris.
Fuck
Boris.
When I say fuck, you say Boris. Fuck
Boris.
Fuck
Boris.
Lying and dishonest, this racist idiotic, things are getting toxic.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
Don't believe the promise, it's Donald's little hobbit,
democracy abolished.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
Lying and dishonest, this racist idiotic. Things are getting toxic.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
Don't believe the promise, it's Donald's little hobbit. Democracy abolished.
That's why we hashtag fuck Boris.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. Friday the 20th of September 2019 will go down in history as a key date in the fight against climate catastrophe. It was the day when an estimated 4 million people across the globe took to the streets to fight against climate chaos and ecological destruction. The largest climate mobilisation ever has opened up new debates about how to fight for the urgent and drastic action that's needed. Labour Party members saw off moves to make their party back remain at their annual conference this week. The debate boiled down to a battle to defend Jeremy Corbyn against the right. But despite the victory, the debate exposed Corbyn's weakness after making concessions to the right. In a shattering blow to Boris Johnson, the Supreme Court decided this week that his suspension of Parliament was unlawful. The extraordinary judgment was the worst possible result for this government. The Tories have to be driven out. Now. Strikes on the railways, in schools and many other sectors swept France on Tuesday against an assault on pensions. This saw around 150 protests. Signal technician Guillaume said, "There's a lot of support for an indefinite strike." Also in this week's Socialist Worker, in-depth coverage of last Friday's climate strike across the UK and beyond, and the climate crisis they were striking about. Reports from this week's Labour Party conference. A mass strike over pay and jobs at General Motors has swept across the US. Protests in Egypt against poverty and corruption. Socialist worker photographer writes about his arrest on an anti-Heathrow Airport direct action. And a historical feature on the Chinese Revolution of 1949. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can buy your copy of Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre each Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. outside Primark. Or pick up your copy from the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forums, held each Thursday evening downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the Cafe Browser entrance on Beatwell Street from 7 p.m. down the steps from the main entrance. Or you can get Socialist Worker delivered. For more info, email swchesterfield@gmail.com. That's swchesterfield@gmail.com. Or phone or text 07919 486101. That's 07919 486101.
Socialist Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it,
sell it.
Take note of this.
We're finding our voice, calling you out.
You can't leave the world in fire and drought.
This is an SOS from the kids.
Please change the story. Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love. Parting.
is an SOS from the kids.
Please change the story.
They only want their cream, always needing oil for feeding their machines. We must care about the animals, care about the trees. I'll need help from you.
You get help from me.
Please change the story.
Change the story.
Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love.
Sound those sing out, Saints. SOS from the kids. Now, last Friday, that's the 20th of September, saw the international strikes for the climate, led by school students, but with workers actively encouraged by the students to take part and get involved. In just 12 months, the school strikes have mushroomed from action by Greta Thunberg, a solitary teenager, to a global movement bringing millions out onto the streets. An estimated 4 million people across the globe took to the streets to fight against climate chaos and ecological destruction across all continents. Even scientists at research bases in Antarctica joined the strike. And from industrialised countries, which are largely responsible for carbon emissions and climate change, like the UK and USA, to global south nations in Africa and Asia, which are hardly responsible for any carbon being emitted, but are likely to suffer most from climate chaos. And even in countries where protesting carries high risks, like Kabul in Afghanistan, and from Hong Kong to Paris, the strikes came alongside large protests over other issues. And then yesterday, that's Friday 27th of September, there were more strikes and protests for climate across the world. In 27 countries, like in Moscow and Rome, and in Austria, Hungary, Italy, Chile, Morocco, the Netherlands and India. And thousands marched in Montreal, Canada, led by Greta Thunberg, while 170,000 joined the climate strike in New Zealand, including over 80,000 in Auckland and 40,000 in Wellington. Now, we hope to have more info on yesterday's actions in time for next week's broadcast, but for now, going back to 20th of September, hundreds of thousands of people, led by school students, took part in protests across Britain, calling for action to tackle climate change and the system that causes it. Around 100,000 people took part in a rally and march in central London, plus around 20,000 in Edinburgh, 15,000 in Glasgow, and 10,000 in Brighton and Leeds, and locally approximately 5,000 in Sheffield, and over 300 here in Chesterfield. Now, as well as protesting against the devastating effect climate chaos will have on our lives, especially the lives of people who are growing up now, there was a high level of political awareness evident on the marches. In London, for example, mostly young people marched down Whitehall and around the embankment, chanting Boris Johnson, fuck off back to Eton, and where the fuck is the government? Plus,
there was much more workers' action than during any previous climate strike. There were some walkouts at, for example, SOAS University of London, and a big turnout of workers at Camden Council. Some Manchester transport workers took action, and in many places there were lunchtime protests and other activities. Many workers report how the agitation over the climate is breathing new life into their union, and making a fight back more likely on other fronts. This must rapidly be built on, both in workplaces and in the climate movement.
And a significant number of politicians backed the strikes, including Jeremy Corbyn, who called the students an inspiration. Now, Corbyn spoke at the rally of 100,000 people in London on the day.
What is disgraceful is when you get the president of a major country like the United States saying he will walk away from the Paris Climate Change Accord. Let's have no more of this hand-holding with Donald Trump. Let's quite simply say that we want every country on board on this, every country fully signed up to Paris and going a bit, and going a lot further than that. Environmental damage and destruction, river pollution, sea pollution and air pollution knows no national boundaries. They can only be dealt with by international action. Environment is a word about our natural life, our sustainability, and how we lead our lives. In reality, it has to be a state of mind. A state of mind about how you treat each other, how you treat the natural world, and how you preserve and protect it for the future. Destroying nature ultimately destroys all of us. Together, this demonstration and this message today is one about sustainability, about a good future for all of us in a world that is sustainable for all of us. Thank you very much.
Now, of course, saving the planet will need more than just kind words from our leaders, so more action will be needed. The next big action for the climate is the Extinction Rebellion International Rebellion in London, from Monday 7th October through till Saturday 19th October. There'll be more about this later on in the broadcast, so stay tuned. And, of course, we're going to need to deepen the movement and deepen the links between the school students and workers, and indeed across the entire movement. On that note, going back to the music, what we're going to need to get rid of not just climate chaos, but the system that's causing it, is, in the words of Desmond Dekker, unity.
This is the time that we all should live as one brothers. This is the time that we all should live as one sisters. So come along, brothers, and come along, sisters. Unity is unity. So come along, brothers and sisters. Oh, oh, oh. Ah, ah, ah. We must live as one, because two wrongs can never make a right.
This is Pick of the Strikes. A round of strikes locally, nationally and internationally. As we just heard, hundreds of thousands of people, led by school students, took part in strikes and protests across Britain last Friday, calling for action to tackle climate change and the system that causes it. Hundreds of health workers in the northwest of England struck last week in the face of attempts to stop them from speaking out against low pay by bosses at outsourcing giant Compass. The workers in the Unison Union struck for 3 days for the NHS rate of pay at Blackpool Victoria last Thursday and were joined the next day by workers at Whiston Hospital who began their own 72-hour strike. Spirits were high on the picket line at Scottish Farmers as Scottish pharmacy workers began their fifth week of an indefinite strike on Monday. 39 Unite Union members at Tayside NHS are fighting against a flawed job evaluation that left some workers on lower grades than they should be. Bromley Library workers have vowed to step up the fight after bosses revealed plans to slash 35% of frontline jobs in the South East London borough. Library workers began an indefinite strike on 6th of June after bosses failed to fill vacancies, fearing bosses were planning a restructure and job losses. Outsourced workers at the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy in London are keeping up their indefinite strike for the London Living Wage, improved sick pay and holiday pay from their current employers, outsourcers ISS and Aramark, and ultimately to be brought back in-house. RMT union members on Scottish Sleeper Services were set to strike for 24 hours from Sunday at noon after operator Serco reneged on staffing promises. Caledonian Sleeper Services from London, Euston and stations including Glasgow, Edinburgh and Aberdeen will be hit hard. Tube workers on the eastern end of the District Line were set to begin an indefinite programme of industrial action from Friday of this week. The RMT union members are fighting the growing levels of violence at their workplace. Workers are set to work from within a place of safety when alone, and not to detrain alone or attend incidents on trains alone. NEU union members at Bexley Heath Academy in South East London were set to start a 2-day strike on Wednesday of this week against a restructure. Workers at the University of Liverpool have launched a programme of industrial action. The Unite union members were set to walk out for 48 hours over pay and changes to terms and conditions from Friday of this week. Following a successful walkout on Tuesday this week and Saturday of last week, bosses are proposing changes that could see the workers £3,000 a year worse off. UCU union members at Nottingham College began a 3-day strike against new contracts that would slash pay for many workers on Monday. The second day of last week's walkout on Friday coincided with the global climate strike. A 4-day walkout is set to begin on Monday of next week, followed by a 5-day strike the week after. Onto the international scene. As we heard in the last report, people in at least 161 countries struck last Friday to demand action on climate change. Strikes on the railways, in schools and many other sectors are set to sweep France on Tuesday against President Emmanuel Macron's assault on pensions. More info in next report.
Workers of the world unite! You have nothing to lose for your chains!
bien putain qui bien souvent est les mêmes. Femme normale, star ou boudin, femelle en tout genre, je vous aime. Même à la dernière déconne, je veux dédier ces quelques vers issus de mon dégoût des hommes et de leur morale guerrière. Car aucune femme sur la planète sera jamais plus con que son frère, ni plus fière, ni plus malhonnête, à part peut-être Madame Thatcher. Femme, je t'aime parce que lorsque le sport devient la guerre, y a pas de gonzesse ou si peu dans les hordes de supporters. Ces fanatiques fous furieux, abreuvés de haine et de bière, déifiant les crétins en bleu, insultant les salauds en vert. Y'a pas de gonzesse ou liane, imbécile et meurtrière, y'en a pas même en Grande-Bretagne, à part bien sûr Madame Thatcher. Je t'aime parce que une bagnole entre les pognes, tu ne deviens pas aussi con que ces pauvres tarés qui se cognent. Pour un phare un peu amoché ou pour un doigt tendu bien haut, y en a qui vont jusqu'à flinguer pour sauver leur autoradio. Le bras d'honneur de ces cons-là, aucune femme n'est assez vulgaire pour l'employer à tour de bras, à part peut-être Madame Thatcher. Femme, je t'aime parce que tu vas pas mourir à la guerre, parce que la vue d'une arme à feu fait pas frissonner tes oreilles. Parce que dans les rangs des chasseurs qui dégomment la tourterelle et occasionnellement les beurs, j'ai jamais vu une femelle. Pas une femme n'est assez minable pour astiquer un revolver et se sentir invulnérable, à part bien sûr Madame Thatcher. C'est pas d'un cerveau féminin qu'est sortie la bombe atomique, et pas une femme n'a sur les mains le sang des Indiens d'Amérique. Palestiniens et Arméniens témoignent du fond de leur tombeau qu'un génocide c'est masculin, comme un SS, un torero. Dans cette putain d'humanité, les assassins sont tous des frères, pas une femme pour rivaliser, à part peut-être Madame Thatcher. Femme, je t'aime surtout enfin pour ta faiblesse et pour tes yeux, quand la force de l'homme ne tient que dans son flingue ou dans sa queue. Et quand viendra l'heure dernière, l'enfer sera peuplé de crétins, jouant au foot ou à la guerre, à celui qui pisse le plus loin. Moi je me changerai en chien si je peux rester sur la terre, et comme réverbère quotidien, je m'offrirai Madame Thatcher.
Llanfair Renaud, Miss Maggie, who seems to have been the inspiration for Monsieur Macron, the current president of France, who has been attacking workers over, well, since he got in, really. But there is resistance. We saw it with the Gilets Jaunes, and on Tuesday, strikes took place across France on the railways, in schools and many other sectors, called by the CGT and Solidaire Union Federations, against President Emmanuel Macron's assault, this time on pensions. Already, several groups of workers, including on the RATP Paris transport network, have struck powerfully in recent weeks.
Last Saturday,
three different demonstrations took place in Paris.
One of these was against the pension assault called by Force Ouvrière Union Federation, which brought 20,000 onto the streets. Another was a march of thousands calling for action over climate change. And, returning to strength, was a yellow vest rally. Now, the police responded violently, deploying 7,500 members of the security forces in capital. And as if arresting 170 people wasn't enough, the police fired tear gas and drove back protesters from streets around the Champs-Élysées and the Jardin du Luxembourg. Even before the protest began, Didier Lallement, the police chief in Paris, used sections of an anti-terrorism law of 2017 to restrict where people could gather and to carry out searches.
But, despite the authorities' determination to keep them apart, at times the different groups united on the streets.
Now elsewhere in France, in Bordeaux, demonstrations of Ford workers fighting plant closures, yellow vests and climate change protesters converged in the street. In Toulouse, young activists who had protested over the climate last Friday returned to the streets to join with the yellow vests.
These are encouraging signs that the much-voiced call for all together, for unity between different sections of protesters, is becoming more of a reality.
Now, to try to dissipate anger at his neoliberal capitalist offensive on workers, Macron is using divide and rule tactics by stoking racism, saying he wants his party to be extremely firm in applying asylum rules. Now, this is one of many reasons why unity between different groups fighting his policies is extremely welcome now. And let's hope that the joint protests continue and the unity between the groups deepens. And on that note, going back to the music with the cast of Les Miserables, do you hear the people sing?
Do you hear? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. This is the music of the people who will not be slaves again.
It's time for direct action. A roundup of protests and demonstrations, locally, nationally and internationally, recent and coming. As mentioned earlier in this broadcast, hundreds of thousands of people, led by school students, took part in took part in protests across Britain on Friday the 20th of September, calling for action to tackle climate change and the system that causes it. Rail workers in Glasgow marched through city centre on Friday of last week to demand the end of Abellio running the ScotRail franchise. The RMT union members are calling for the immediate termination of its contract and for rail workers to be brought back into public ownership, and for rail services rather, to be brought back into public ownership. Parents and school children marched to demand urgent action over toxic air pollution levels in Lewisham, South East London last Saturday. Onto the international scene. As we just heard, protests and demonstrations took place in France last week, with three demonstrations in Paris coming together. Egyptians took to the streets on Friday and Saturday of last weekend in courageous demonstrations against the regime of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. This is an important development of defiance to the authorities that have imposed years of bitter repression. The trigger for the demonstrations was a call for resistance by Muhammad Ali, an exiled businessman. But the background is anger against the lack of freedom and growing poverty, with nearly one in three Egyptians living below the poverty line. On Friday, last Friday, protests gathered first in Cairo's Tahrir Square and Abdul Moneim Riyadh. Right from the start, their slogans were not about particular grievances, but for Sisi to go. In Alexandria, hundreds marched to the waterfront chanting, "Rise up, fear not, Sisi must go." In the port city of Damietta, protesters tore down a large poster of the president. Demonstrators also gathered in Suez and the cities of Mahalla and Tanger. Protests took place again in Cairo last Saturday. And yesterday, Friday, and earlier today, Saturday, it is understood that protests are once again taking place across Egypt. Protesters in Hong Kong defied police repression as they took part in a 16th successive weekend of protests last weekend. The pro-democracy movement has forced Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam to promise to scrap an extradition bill. But protesters still want more democracy, an inquiry into police violence, and the unconditional release of all jailed demonstrators. Police used tear gas, pepper spray and beanbag rams, that's lead pellets contained in fabric, against protesters in several areas across the city on Sunday. Demonstrators gathered for a band rally at the Newtown Plaza and threw a Chinese flag into a river. They targeted pro-China businesses and ripped up paving stones to throw at the cops. On Monday, police fired tear gas at demonstrators who targeted the shopping centre in Sha Tin. But this hasn't blunted the protesters' resolve, and it's understood that yesterday, Friday, and today, Saturday, the protests in Hong Kong are once again live. On to ongoing protests. At Preston New Road, near Blackpool in Lancashire, anti-fracking activists continue their fight against the dirty frackers Quadrilla. Fracking there is currently suspended following several earthquakes and the after fracking of the PNR2 well there. The group Heathrow Pause aims to draw attention to the utterly indefensible expansion plans for Heathrow Airport through peaceful direct action. More info at the beginning of part 2 of this week's broadcast. But now on to coming protests. tomorrow, that's Sunday 29th of September, there's the Rage Against the Tories protest outside the Tory Party conference in Manchester, called by the People's Assembly. This is going to assemble at 12 midday at Oxford Road in Manchester. There will be a coach there leaving Chesterfield Town Hall at 10:30 a.m. A major march for Scottish independence, organised by All Under One Banner, will take place in Edinburgh on 5th of October, and organisers hope to see 20,000 people on the streets then. And last, but certainly not least, as part of the International Rebellion, Extinction Rebellion in the UK, have got the Nationwide Rebellion in London, or Autumn Rebellion, from 7th of October through till 19th of October. There'll be more info on this at the beginning of part 2 of this week's broadcast. And right now we're coming towards the end of part 1 of this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance. So taking you towards the end of part 1. Keeping with the climate theme. Here's the sound of Jamiroquai from the early 90s. Emergency on Planet Earth. A track that's even more true today than it was then.
Now we got Resistance is futile.
Oh no, it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no, it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no, it ain't.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.